Hey, it's Ian Furness for my good friend, Dr. Jay Rudd at Aurora LASIK and AuroraLASIK.com. No more readers. How about that? For about 15 years, I've used reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange. I can tell you for a fact it's a life-changing and also something I wish I would have done years ago. You need to check it out as well. Go to AuroraLASIK.com. That's AuroraLASIK.com. Dr. Jay Rudd. He is absolutely sensational. Get your consultation scheduled. That's AuroraLASIK.com for your refractive lens exchange.
Go back to Ian Furness on your home for the 12th man in the NFL. Seattle's Sports Radio 950, KJR, and free on the iHeartRadio app.
Every Thursday this time, we check in with Dave Tomlinson, the Seattle Kraken radio analyst, right here at 950 KJR, brought to you by Chef John Howie's Beardsley Public House. Number one brewery and grill house in Bothell, located just down the street from UW-Bothell campus on Beardsley Boulevard. Beardsley Public House features a menu from Chef John Howie, so you know it's good, and world-class signature brews. We're going to move this segment, by the way, after college football is over, so stay tuned, stand by. We'll extend this a little bit more, because Tomlinson's got a lot to answer for with his hockey team.
I want to know why he's been getting off to slow starts.
Before we get to Dave up on the phone, we'll remind you, 49451, text in right now. We played a little clip. What did Dave say after the Yanni Gourde goal last night? What was the little line? It was just a few words. What were the words said by Dave Tomlinson? And randomly we'll pick somebody out. You're going to win $50 to the Beardsley Public House. 49451. Text in right now, and we'll give away $50 to Beardsley. Let's check in with Dave.
This one's even better than last week, so come on.
I think so, too. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's your favorite meal at Beardsley?
I've only been there once, and it was 2 years ago. I can't even remember. We were working. The Seahawks, I'll tell you a quick story. The Seahawks had their scrimmage out at the high school stadium, Popkini Stadium, right next to it. And we finished, and okay. We were starving. And my photographer and I, we went there, and we worked on our story. And I forget what I had. I just remember it was good because I've eaten at John Howie's restaurants for years, and I know that there is nothing bad there.
Okay, I'm going there tonight, so I was going to ask for the Furness, but I guess I'll have to order off the menu.
Yeah. I'll text John and tell him to kind of lay it out for you. All right, I'll get you all hooked up and
Excellent.
Ready to go. So,
thank you.
What's wrong with your hockey team here? Come on, what the hell? What's going on?
Our hockey team. do you know what? They're suffering through some growing pains that are getting exacerbated by some of the costly mistakes. And other teams now, after 10 to 15 games, are kind of honing in on their style of play and what they're going to be bringing each and every night. And it's still eluding the Seattle Kraken team. I've said, and on the broadcast, when they're physical, when they forecheck hard, the fans get into it. It's infectious. And, the energy level rises when you start to turn it into a physical game. And then the defensemen start turning the puck over a little bit, and then they can capitalize. And it just didn't manifest itself fast enough in that game against Chicago, and they don't have the best decor in the league. So we call it in-between hockey, where you're going to go, but you don't think there's going to be the payoff, so you kind of cut off your route. And then that guy's going to go, but then he's going to move, so you cut off your route. And next thing you know, you're making it easy on the opposition. And I think that's what's been happening here in this homestand, is that the opposition has been having an easier time of it in a building that's supposed to be tough to play in.
I agree. I just watching, again last night, they're an interesting – they start slow. That's a given. I think they're now 2-8-1 when giving up the first goal. And a lot of times you'll see those numbers are consistent around the league, but that's a little bit far-fetched to never be able to come back and never become able to come back after a first-period deficit. I think they're 0-8 now when trailing after one with 40 minutes to go, as they did last night. And I there's got to be a sense of urgency to start. You can't have a three shots on goal in the first period. I saw that on the road when I was there. The one thing I noticed, Dave, that really jumped out at me when they were playing their best this year. You mentioned the forecheck. They're really pressing the other team. They're not doing that as much, or when they are, it's when they're already down by a goal or two.
Yeah, and so early on, I was really impressed with the forecheck, but they gave off some, they gave some goals off the rush at the start of the season. So they kind of backed off a little bit with their aggressiveness, but there's still that hole between the guy that's going to pressure the puck carrier and the next wave who's going to read off where the puck goes. And when teams are reading off each other so well, it's boom, boom, boom. You can almost see it. It's almost choreographed. That guy's going in, that guy's going in, and then the third guy is going to be able to get that puck. And there's just too much space. And you play a team like Chicago, they've got opportunistic players. If you watch the two of the three goals last night, the Brinkett goal, he's already breaking through neutral zone before his centerman, Kirby Dach, touches the puck below the goal line. Like, that's just instinctual. Mm-hmm. And then with the Patrick Kane goal that he got, same sort of thing. There was a question of the control. It looked like Chicago was going to get to the puck first. Kane's already leaving the zone. And they know those two players do that, so they're able to send it up to them. And I don't think that the Kraken yet are at that ability to read off their top guys that quickly. And so it's going to take some more time for this team to gel. It's unfortunate that through this homestand, the games get tougher. But, you know, he got Colorado coming into town. You know, Grubauer hasn't been at his best. Maybe that's the elixir playing against his old team. Because if I would have looked at, you know, Seattle's goaltending, and at this point in the season, for them to have, you know, a save percentage at the bottom of the league, I didn't foresee that. And so that's really hard to outscore that part of the game. And so you just want to see a come together game.
You Dave Tomlinson with us. Before I let you go, yeah, I'm. Here's the thing that's interesting to me. You have to give Grubauer the net tomorrow. I mean, there's no doubt. It's Colorado. It's his former team. You have to give him the net tomorrow. But Driedger's only played. I know Driedger was out for a while, but he's only played the two games. One of those games was in relief, so he's only had one start so far this season. Am I being wrong? You criticized him. I think Grubauer's got to be better. Just has to be better.
Yeah, and so earlier on in the season, first three or four games, he was making that kind of big save, that statement save, that, oh my goodness, how did he get that? And the team realized we were that close to being down a goal, and for a team that doesn't score a lot, those big saves elevate the bench. Unfortunately, last night, it was a Marc-Andre Fleury show, and he was making multiple saves like that. And so for Grubauer against his old team, maybe his reads will be better so that he's over and across in time from a Colorado team that's lost their star player in McKinnon but has won the two games that he's been out since, or three now. And, you know, you grab onto these little things because, you know, the game can eat you up in a hurry. And so for your top players, you know, they've got to bring along the bottom parts of the lineup. And Grubauer himself knows he can be better. You see his body language after some goals go in that he knows he can normally stop. And as a player, and I've been through this myself, when things aren't going well, you just need something. You need a break. You need something to go your way, whether you manufacture it yourself or you get helped out by your defense or your teammates. And then once you break through, it's like, yeah, this is what I'm good at, and I'm going to keep doing it.
Dave Tomlinson, the analyst on the radio broadcast here on KJR for the Seattle Kraken. Jeremy Hartman from Woodinville, our winner, $50 to Beardsley. And he, do you have it, Kevin? Do you have the line? And he was able to identify this.
Oh, my God!
From last night from Dave Tomlinson. Oh,
you know,
my God.
You know, Dave, I don't know if this is going to be a new tradition, but we do have another alternative line that you could have used here from the 253. Halloween might be over, but Gord is still in season.
Oh, there you see. Huh? Hey, we're not going to charge you for that either. That's yours to use. That's our gift to you, Tomlinson. All right.
I appreciate that. It's got a shelf life too, because you know, once we're getting further away from Halloween, it's just not going to resonate. So let's see if we can't pull it out in the next game or two.
Listen, we're here to serve. We're here to serve and help you. I'm telling you right now, you never got that kind of support at your old station up there. Sakaris and those clowns—they'd never help you out with that kind of stuff.
I don't think they even played my clips. So thanks, fellas.
No, bastards. Of course not. They're too busy yapping amongst themselves.
You know,
guys.
They like to say that some Canadians are nice, but I don't know.
No,
I
Dave
doubt
is.
It.
Dave is. Those guys up there, not so much. They've got their own issues with that team. You know what? If misery loves company, the two teams in the Northwest are cozy neighbors right now. There's no doubt about that. All right, my friend, have a great call tomorrow with Colorado. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me on, guys. You bet.
There you go. Dave Tomlinson brought to you by Beardsley Publi House. I like that. Gord. I like that Gord call.
Hey, it's Ian Furness for my good friend, Dr. J. Rudd at Aurora LASIK. And AuroraLASIK.com. No more readers. How about that? For about 15 years, I've used reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange. I can tell you for a fact it's a life-changing and also something I wish I would have done years ago. You need to check it out as well. Go to AuroraLASIK.com. That's AuroraLASIK.com. Dr. J. Rudd. He is absolutely sensational. Get your consultation scheduled. That's auroralasik.com for your refractive lens exchange.